Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure today. Almost half of the members of Donegal County Council have travelled to Dublin today to demand equality for defective block homeowners. Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council have reaffirmed their strong commitment to progressing the Riverine project. And the Electoral Commission has been told that Donegal should revert to two dull constituencies with the integrity of the county's boundary maintained. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First news this evening, a selection of Donegal County Councillors have gathered at Leinster House to demand equality for defective block homeowners. An invite was extended to all councillors to demonstrate outside the gates of Leinster House earlier before meeting with TDs and senators. Chair of the MICA Action Group, Lisa Hone, has told those gathered that the issue has been let turn into a humanitarian crisis. One of the organisers of today's protest, Thomas Sean Devine, says they will be making it clear that they will not be accepting anything less than full redress.
They're ready to come and hear out the demands of people of Donegal. They're not taking the crumbs from the tables anymore. But this paper trail, kicking the can down the road, has to come to an end.
The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure today with high attendances and long waiting times. Yesterday, 154 people attended the ED. According to the INMO, 34 people are without a bed at the hospital today. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
SAILTA is warning that there are currently a very high number of patients on trolleys in Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department, which is resulting in significant delays. All beds available at the hospital are currently in use. In a statement, SAILTA says every effort is being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home to free up beds. The hospital has acknowledged that the delays are very difficult for patients and their families and has apologised for the inconvenience and distress caused. Those who are seriously injured or ill will be assessed and treated as a priority. People are again requested to only attend the emergency department if it is an emergency situation and to attend GP or out-of-hour services in the first instance.
The government's €1.3 billion cost of living package has been described as wholly inadequate by the opposition. The package will see a €200 lump sum for welfare recipients and €100 extra per child in child benefit payments. VAT increases on energy have been delayed, while excise cuts on petrol and diesel will be slowly unwind, making those more expensive over a number of months. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says the VAT rate retention will help everyone and defended not doing more for working families.
There are measures that benefit everyone, but we did make a decision that we particularly wanted to target families with children, pensioners and people on social welfare, like carers and people with disabilities, and also small businesses. We didn't feel that the TBES energy scheme worked the way we had intended, and that's why Michael McGrath and Simon Coveney worked very closely together to develop that scheme. So more businesses will qualify, they'll qualify for more money.
Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council have reaffirmed their strong commitment to progressing the Riverine project. Elected members and senior officials from both councils met this week after the development was approved by Mbor Planála. An application for funding through the upcoming Peace Plus process was also discussed. West Tyrone MLA Melissa McHugh says following much frustration and anger over the funding deadline being missed, the focus must now shift to ensure the progress is now made following the approval by Mbor Planála.
Yeah, this is excellent news. It's removing probably, if anything, the major barriers that had been to the progress of this project previously. The board panel and I have actually endorsed the submission, and in that respect, sort of, we look forward to our next cohort of European funding that we'll be making an application to ensure that we bring to fruition the Riverine project.
And does this help the foreshore licence issue as well?
Yeah, well, already has been the case that myself, Michaela Boyle, the local councillor, and Emma, their MP, Arla Begley, we've actually met with the CEOs of both councils, and they reassure us it's going to be a priority project going forward. And now that say that more plan law is in place, and the foreshore licence, I'm sure, can be dealt with a whole lot quicker than it has been to date, and that by the month of May, whenever the applications open up again, that it will be our intention that the councils will go forward with this project, and that it is now, and for all intents and purposes, shovel ready. So there isn't any reason why it is that it should be held up any longer, and hopefully it will be successful in that next round of funding as well.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for witnesses to a fight involving a number of men in the Glencarra area of the town on Wednesday last. At around 20 past one, Gardaí received a report of a fight in progress. However, upon arrival to the scene, the men believed to have been involved had fled. A video of the incident has been circulated on social media, and Gardaí are keen to speak to the person responsible for the recording. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also appealing for information after a man was assaulted in the Dr. Dennis McLaughlin Road area of Buncrana on Sunday afternoon last. Garda Grainne Doherty has more details on both incidents.
This incident happened on Wednesday the 15th of February, just up in the Glencarra area at approximately 1:20 p.m. So Gardaí received a report that there was a fight in progress at that location, that a number of men were involved. Gardaí patrolled the area, but unfortunately there was no sign of the men in question. A short while afterwards, a video of what is believed to have been the fight in question started to circulate online and on WhatsApp and what have you. So we're eager, firstly, to speak with the person who initially recorded the incident. We asked them to make contact with us and not to be afraid to do so, to come in. They can speak to us in confidence. You know, they can do so in a confidential manner. We also wish to speak to anybody who witnessed this incident, who was in the area and who may have captured it on their dash.
Right, let's go to Buncrana now. An alleged assault, Gardaí are investigating.
Yeah, this assault happened on the Dr. Dennis McLaughlin Road in Buncrana on Sunday the 19th in and around 1:25 p.m. A man is believed to have been assaulted by another man at that location, and injuries were sustained, but they're not life-threatening in nature, thankfully. So we appeal to anybody who travelled in that area who had a dash cam again to make the footage available to us, or if anybody seen what happened, if they witnessed this incident, we ask them to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 932 0540.
The Garda Representative Association says more needs to be done to protect members of the force. Emile Gard received medical treatment yesterday after he was surrounded by a group of youths and struck with a missile in Dublin. Gardaí say a number of patrol vehicles were also significantly damaged. GRA President is Donegal-based Garda Brendan O'Connor. He says the Gardaí who were attacked were just trying to do their job.
The wider issue of assaults on our members and the need for firm and strong action to protect them as they go out to try and keep citizens safe. The mantra is about keeping people safe, and yeah, we saw yesterday what Gardaí are subjected to when they're trying to keep members of the community safe.
The Electoral Commission has been told that Donegal should revert to two Dáil constituencies with the integrity of the county's boundary maintained. The submission was made by Deputy Mark McSharry, who currently represents people from four different counties, South Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and North Roscommon. Deputy McSharry says it would make much more sense to have county council areas in one Dáil constituency, which is not the case at the moment in Donegal or Roscommon. He says a return to Donegal North East and Donegal South West would be justified given the rise in population in recent years.
I have been lobbying for the reunification of counties, and while of course it's a privilege to represent the people of South Donegal or indeed parts of any county, so we call for two three-seat constituencies in Donegal, which would leave it at about 27,700 or thereabouts per TD in terms of population, which is within the thresholds allowable under the Constitution. Also Sligo and Leitrim to stay together as they kind of have traditionally been. That would allow for a four-seater there. And then the other part of the constituency within us is Roscommon. And again, before they had been in with Longford, so all of Roscommon and all of Longford together also to form a four-seater. That way we won't have this kind of patchwork constituency where it's as if the Electoral Commission leave us till last and they try and make it work by slicing pieces of counties up.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating three incidents involving cars over the past 6 days. Two of them involved criminal damage, one while there was still a person in the car. The other involved the theft of four alloy wheels from a business at premises. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Gardaí say between 6 on Wednesday evening and 7 on Thursday morning, an attempt was made to break into a parked car at Ardlonan on the Long Lane in Letterkenny. The top of the driver's side door was bent open, but entry was not gained to the car. At approximately 10 past 2 on Thursday morning, a male wearing a black jacket and jeans and white high-top runners approached a parked car on the Lower Port Road and smashed the rear driver's side window. He then left on foot in the direction of Station Roundabout, Rimelton Road. There was someone in the car at the time, but they were not hurt. Meanwhile, at approximately 20 past 10 on Sunday night at Bonagee in Letterkenny, a blue-coloured Fiat car was driven down the road alongside the Dry Arch filling station. The driver proceeded to steal four Volkswagen alloy wheels from the back of a business premises. Gardaí in Letterkenny are appealing for information or dashcam footage in all three incidents. More details on highlandradio.com.
The Agriculture Minister says he'd like to see the National Driving Licence Service establish satellite offices in other areas of Donegal. Minister Charlie McConlogue was speaking after Junior Minister Jack Chambers this week confirmed that there will be no reduction in the operating hours of the NDLS office in Letterkenny. The hours were to have been cut, but that proposed change was paused last week to consider a report from the RSA. Minister McConlogue says it's important that the office will continue to operate on a full-time basis.
And the NDLS force indicated their intention to reduce the hours. It's something I engaged with Minister Chambers on, and last week it was confirmed that it was being paused, and now Minister Chambers has returned to me to indicate that the change in hours will no longer go ahead, that they will stay as they are. This is an important confirmation. Obviously, the office is an important public-facing service for everyone right across the county. It's important people have that opportunity, during normal office hours to be able to actually go into the NDLS offices in Letterkenny and to be able to actually get the driver's licence processed. So it's a welcome step, and I want to recognise the work that Minister Chambers has done on this.
One of the questions we get asked from time to time is there any chance that this will be extended, that we can see satellite offices created somewhere, maybe like West Donegal, maybe Inishowen, maybe South West Donegal? Is that something that's a prospect for the future, do you believe?
Yeah, well, it's something I've put on the radar over the last period of time. It's not something that has happened. In fact, we have seen the online services significantly expanded. It's something I'll continue to engage on, but I think with the online service expansion, that has been where the most significant traffic and increase in customer engagement has been over the last period of time. But I think certainly as a key anchor for the county, having a centre in Letterkenny, which has normal office opening hours, is important, and it's welcome now that that will remain the case.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Beat your personal best with new trainers from Asics, Brooks and New Balance. Or gear up for the gym with activewear from Under Armour and Adidas.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and Jonathan Sexton looks set to miss Saturday's Six Nations game away to Italy. The Ireland captain didn't train today and is nursing a knock from the recent win over France. If Sexton is absent in Rome, it will open the door for Ross Byrne to make just a third ever start for his country. Byrne says he'll take the opportunity in his stride.
Yeah, it would be big, but like, it's just treat it like I normally would, you know what I mean? I've played a lot of games this year and I'm pretty happy with how that's gone and my preparation, so if I am, I'll be doing anything too different.
Meanwhile, Welsh head coach Warren Gatland's positive that issues regarding player contracts will be resolved today. This afternoon's training session ahead of Saturday's game with England was cancelled, and Gatland has put off naming his side for that game. A deadline of tomorrow has been set for the Professional Rugby Board there to sign off on a new deal between the WRU and the regions. Players have threatened strike action if matters are not resolved to their satisfaction. In other news, Connacht have confirmed that Pete Wilkins will be their new head coach for next season. Wilkins has signed a 3-year deal after what Connacht have described as a thorough recruitment process. He is to assume overall responsibility for the senior team following the departure of Andy Friend. Moving on to soccer, and Javi Garcia has been confirmed as the next Leeds manager. The Spaniard's appointment is subject to the granting of a work permit. Garcia led Watford to the 2019 FA Cup final, and after a second 4 months later had spells with Valencia and Al Sadd in Qatar. He takes over with Leeds second from bottom in the Premier League and 2 points from safety. On the pitch tonight, Liverpool are seeking a first win over Real Madrid in 7 encounters. The sides meet at Anfield for the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie. Darwin Nunes could play for Liverpool despite suffering a shoulder injury in the win over Newcastle. Real are on Merseyside without Toni Kroos. Elsewhere tonight, Serie A leaders Napoli are away to Eintracht Frankfurt. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. In the Championship tonight, leaders Burnley, they're away to playoff hopefuls Millwall. Mick McCarthy's Blackpool go to Blackburn Rovers. Norwich City host Birmingham City. Rotherham play Sunderland, and it's Swansea City versus Stoke City. Those games all kick off at 7:45. There's one game in the Irish Premiership tonight. Ballymena United, they host the leaders Lairn. A win for Lairn tonight would see them go 6 points clear at the top of the table. Bohemians, they've doubled the Polish contingent at the heart of their defence. The SSE Electricity Premier Division leaders have signed Christian Nowak from Romanian side Universitatea Cluj. Nowak will link up with his recently signed compatriot Kasper Radowski at Bohemians. Cross-channel, Arsenal midfielder Mohamed Elneny has signed a new one-year contract extension. The deal keeps him at the Emirates Stadium until June 2024. Elneny is currently the longest-serving player at the club, which is top of the Premier League. And Chelsea captain Cesar Azpilicueta has been discharged from hospital after suffering concussion in Saturday's Premier League match with Southampton. The defender was kicked in the head during the second half of the 1-0 defeat. And midfielder Kevin De Bruyne and defender Aymeric Laporte were not involved in Manchester City's open training session ahead of their Champions League clash with RB Leipzig. The Premier League champions travel to Germany for the first leg of their last 16 tie tomorrow evening. And back at local schools, FAI Schools Junior B Girls National Cup semi-final played today. There was disappointment for Pobblescull Gwydor. They were defeated 4-3 by CBS New Ross. In boxing, seven Team Ireland boxers are in action on day two of the Strangia tournament in Bulgaria. Dean Clancy and Jude Gallagher lost their preliminary bouts earlier. Aidan Welsh is into the 71kg quarterfinals after winning his second preliminary bout. Dylan Eagleson, Kaelin Cassidy, Jack Marley and Dean Walsh are all due in the ring later. In horse racing, Manila Times, the horse that Rachel Blackmore rode to into history books when winning the 2021 Grand National at Aintree, has been retired by owner J.P. McManus. He's been scratched from this year's race. And finally, this evening in golf, Suzanne Pedersen has been named captain of Europe's 2024 Solheim Cup golf team. The two-time major winner was already preparing to lead the side in this year's edition of the tournament in Spain. The two events are being held just 12 months apart after organisers moved it to even years to avoid clashing with the men's Ryder Cup. That's your sports. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, A&T representative Mary T. Sweeney has voiced numerous concerns in relation to the residential zoned land tax. She says that the information was not adequately brought to the public's attention, resulting in many missing the deadline to apply for an exemption for the 3% tax. She's now urging people to check to ensure they are not affected.
This was advertised on the 1st of November 2022, Greg, and a window of 7 to 8 weeks, less than 8 weeks, was given to the 1st of January 2023 to actually make your submission to this, because there was officially map available in the Donegal County Council offices around the county, or you could have looked it up online. Mm-hmm. That sort of information for public consultation is not wide enough. The general public are not aware of that. Only developers and builders are aware of that type of information. Most people don't know what size their garden is. If you have an orchard at the side of your garden, you think it's part of my family home. You may be implicated in all of this and have a tax to pay. If you do not become familiar with it, look it up, and the first thing you must do is, if you are zoned in the red line on the map, then you need to start asking questions.
Weather now, rain will spread this evening, wet and breezy early tonight with moderate to fresh southerly winds. Lowest temperatures of -1 to +3 degrees with the possibility of frost and ice. The closing headlines this evening: the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure today. 154 people attended the ED yesterday. Almost half of the members of Donegal County Council have travelled to Dublin today to demand equality for defective block homeowners. All councillors were invited to gather outside the gates of Leinster House earlier in a bid to send a strong message to government that affected homeowners deserve equal redress. Donegal County Council and Derry St Enstrabon District Council have reaffirmed their strong commitment to progressing the Riverine project. Elected members and senior officials from both councils met this week after the development was approved by Bord Pleanála. And the Electoral Commission has been told that Donegal should revert to two-tall constituencies with the integrity of the county's boundary maintained. The submission was made by Deputy Mark McSharry, who currently represents people from four different counties, South Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and North Roscommon. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, February the 21st. The death has taken place of Teresa McKee, née Boyle, 134 Ballycolman Estate, Strabane, and formerly of Orchard Street, Strabane, reposing at her home tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday evening at 5:30, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, for Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Jimmy Bradley, Ward 37, Castle Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Leaving there on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Donations, if desired, to St Maria's Riviera, Main Street, Buncrana. The death has taken place of Nellie Varney Vic Neelish, Middletown Derry Beg, originally Brinlach Gidor. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, today, going to Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg. Her remains will repose there until rosary tonight at 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock until rosary at 8 o'clock. Removal to the family home afterwards to repose overnight. House private to family, neighbours and friends. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Chapel, Derry Beg, on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, with interment afterwards in Maharigallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Rocco McGinley, 1 Churmacool Road, Buncrana. Remains will repose at his home from tomorrow. Removal from there on Friday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cock Hill Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital Paediatric Ward. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Seamus Sweeney, Letcherfad, Termin. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Carnamugga, Letterkenny, tomorrow at 12 noon, going to St Colmkill's Church, Glendowen, arriving at 1 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Ivan Potts, Mahara Callaghan, Castlefin, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Donnyloop, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has occurred of Donald DeBarra, Middletown, Derry Beg. His remains are reposing at his home. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock, with house private after the rosary until 11 a.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Chapel, Derry Beg, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Maharigallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.